thank you very much, Mrs. Wade Khan, to give that testimony. We're glad we got together. Husband and wife.
It's okay.
Yes, it's fine. All right, this morning we talked about things about the King James Bible, 46. 46 in the notes. And we're going to take up between 45 to 90 this evening. At this point, that's our once having horse denial of the resurrection of the flesh. We mentioned that earlier today. And the priest spoke of it. He said, well, that's not real. That's not the literal flesh and all the resurrection. But it was something just of the spirit, but not the body. And horse denial of the absolute infallibility of the New Testament. We mentioned that a little bit this morning. He didn't want absolute infallibility, which means without any errors in the Bible. He didn't think it. Couldn't join the people if that was the case. Then Benson, in 1886, Hoyt said, according to Article 9 of 39 Articles of the Anglican Church, Church of England, he said that the authors of the article doubtless assumed the strictly historical character of the account of Paul in Genesis. This assumption is now, in my belief, no longer reasonable. Well, since what does God have to be reasonable to us human beings? Don't have very much between our ears as far as the Lord is concerned. His omniscience is all knowing, and it's not always reasonable. But the early chapters of Genesis remain a divinely appointed parable, apologue, important practical truth, is a matter of history outside of present knowledge. And so they didn't believe these things, and yet they were the authors of the so-called Westgarden or Greek text. West had no Greek text. Then writing to Ellerton, Hoth said in 1848, and finally took Joseph's day of Eden, ever existed. In other words, Adam and Eve, the Garden of Eden, never existed. Adam's fall in no way differs from the fall of each of his descendants that was called up. So there's all sorts of prophecy, all sorts of difficulties, unbelief, and that particular thing. Then Hort held the truth of Darwin's Origin of Species Revolution. He wrote to Westcott in 1860. And have you read Darwin? I'd like to talk to you about it. It's quite difficult, but it's hard to think it's unanswerable. In any case, it's a truth to read such a book. For these men, Westcott and Hort, these men were apostates, unbelievers, but they're the authors of the so-called Westcott and Hort Greek text. Changes many, many words, many, many things in the Greek text that are heretical, never should be used. Then Westcott and Hort accepted the New Testament Greek Vatican manuscript, as they call it B, rather than be a superior to all others. They will be learned next that B very far exceeds all other documents in the totality of the text. As measured by the above test, we can try to always and nearly always neutral. Now this Vatican B is a very bad text, changes many words, doesn't agree with the text of Septus, there is this context in any way. And if they use it as superior to all of us, in fact, the text of Septus on which the King James Bible is based. Then the deacon order wants to know the Greek text. Now even Bruce Nesbitt, who was the supporter of the Alexander text, remember we told you this morning, there are two texts today in the letter A, Antioch and Alexander. Alexander in Egypt was a false text, and Antioch in Syria was the best proper text. And Nesbitt was the supporter of this Alexander text, filed to catalog the vast amount of religious corruption which came from Alexander Egypt. Among the Christians, which during the 2nd century, either originated in Egypt, particularly there, among those who were Orthodox, and the Gnostics were numerous. None of the Gnostics were those in Alexander Egypt, that was their headquarters, and they had numerous apocryphal Gospels and Acts and Epistles and all these doubtful books. Some are more notable. We have the Gospel according to Egyptians, gospel truth, Dr. Thomas, Dr. Philip, and the Caribbean. So these are some of the things that we've got to mention as being texts that support this radical of these texts. And the Gospel of Peter, Gospel of Acts, Epistle of Barnabas, Epistle of the Apostles, Apocalypse of Peter. These were apocryphal books. And that's about right, Patrick. You finally got it right. These were apocryphal books. And they were put in the first edition of the King James Bible. The translators did not want them in there. But the King of England said they must be in there somehow. They didn't put them in the Old Testament, these apocryphal books, 14, 15, 16, these books. He put them in the New Testament, put them right in between. And the articles, of 39 articles of the Anglican Church, says very clearly, these apocryphal books have not the power of a real, genuine, or a text of the Scripture, which is in the history. And it didn't make long before they were thrown out of the King James. And now, these apostate ministers and churches and the Christian colleges want to put them back in, they have put them back in, so they do work. So as you say, these are fragments of extracts from dogmatic works, those of Alexander and Christian people, Gnostics, in the second century. We know, for example, such speakers as Basilides and St. Isidore and Valentinus, Ptolemaeus, and Raphael, and Papanius, all but the last mention were unorthodox in one respect, another. In fact, the judgment of the comments in the fight of Alexander, almost every deviant Christian sect was represented in Egypt in the second century. Or the comments to mentions the fallen people that were heretics, unbelievers, lost, hell-bound people that messed with his pictures. And most of the Valentinian, the Thessalonians, the Marcionites, the Pyrrhotites, the Trachites, the Gazarites, the Hamathites, the Canaanites, the Lophites, the Simonians, the Judahites, but before the Christians of Egypt during the second century were Orthodox, by the believing in Christians, is not known. In fact, all these things were very serious indeed. Then, our modern Greek text, similar to Westcott Moore's text, the text printed by Westcott Moore has been accepted. Now, notice how this has been accepted. This morning we talked about all these things, the questions we asked. We shouldn't put unbelievers in charge of our Bible. Yet they did. Westcott Moore, unbelievers, doubted various doctrines of the Christian faith. And the text printed by Wilson has been accepted as the true text in grammars, books of the Synoptic Problem, books of the Higher Criticism, and others have been grounded in this text. This does not have to for us to be in its alive. These are various people who said good things about this text. Modern Greek text, similar to Westbrook and Pope's Greek text, this is from Greenland's introduction. This is the textual theories of what Westcott Moore underlies virtually all subsequent work in textual criticism. Textual criticism means the text that underlies the New Testament of the Bible, and they all reject the traditional text that underlies it in the Bible in favor of this apostate false text. It's sad to say, many of Bible-believing, fundamental, genuine Christians adopted this text, either by ignorance, they were never taught that thing, they don't know what they're doing, and they've adopted this text. They don't know the truth about these things. It's a sad thing to see that this has come to pass. They're taught it in the schools, they're taught it in seminaries, taught all along the way. The teachers are taught in this false truth text. They're swallowed whole. As a result, they take all these modern English words, whether it's English Standard Version, New International Version, American Standard Version, whatever it might be, and they drink into it with a false basis of doctrines and perversions. Modern Greek text, similar to Westcott Moore text, this is by D.A. Carson in 1979. He said this, "The theories of Westcott Moore are almost universally accepted today. These are poisonous theories. This was way back in the early days of 1979. This was 2018, and the Alamos University Certificate, the subsequent text of clinical work since 1881, accepted the theories of West Baton Rouge. The vast majority of evangelical scholars, Bible believing scholars, the compromisers in the universities, hold that the basic textual theories of West Baton Rouge were right. The church stands greatly in the no basic standing of the text. They should stand in our best of truth, because they're liars, they falsify the truth, and they're influences of many otherwise Bible-believing Christians. They'll stand for fundamentals they did not. Then the depiction of the West Baton Rouge text is of Wilbur Pickering, but then he's a New Testament text. And Wilbur Pickering was a man in Postgrounding, he was a Bible-believing Christian. So the two most popular manual editions of the Greek text today, National Allen and UBS, the United Bible Society, really very little of West Baton Rouge text. They followed it and pushed it and once again it up. And then this is from John R. Kohlenberg. That's what he said about Greek text of West Baton Rouge. Now West Baton Rouge, all subsequent versions, in the revised version of 1881, go to the present time, except the derivation of the first, except for the West Baton Rouge Greek text. These are over and over testimonies of the falseness that's been accepted by people throughout these years. Then the historic public, he wrote in 1990, the textual critics have not been able to advance beyond quote, formalizing theory that has troubled certain textual scholars. What certainly troubled me, so the many Bible believing Christians, is a man called Dr. H.P. Spence. He's in charge of the Foundation's Bible College in Dunn, North Carolina. He's a godly man, and he also is practicing the church there. We have in Redeemburg exercise this last July. He's inviting you to come to his conference coming up in October, and the godly man, and he's very serious as far as calling himself and these people we love to do it, the remnant. Not simply the remnant of the Jews in the Old Testament, but those that are remnants of Bible historic fundamentalism. He wrote a book called Historic Fundamentalism, Its Rise and Fall. And we saw a rise for this fallen. This church is one of the historic fundamentalist churches. There's our church, the Bible says that the church in Collinswood, New Jersey. His church, right there, the Foundation of Bible College. But otherwise, very, very few churches are still historically fundamentalist. They've left the fundamentalist, the rise and fall, and now only a remnant. Not just country owners, but all over the world. Just a tiny, tiny few that hold historic fundamentalist beliefs, biblical beliefs, biblical doctrine, biblical texts, Hebrew, Old Testament, and New Testament as well. Sad thing indeed. Textual critics have thus been able to advance beyond force and formalize their theories that have troubled certain scholars, certain children many of them. And then, this is testimony of Dr. Metzger, testimony of Bruce Metzger. Now, Bruce Metzger is a teacher at Princeton Seminary all his life. He's dead now. And it's really, he modernized a little bit, changed his views of the last, I don't know how much. But Dr. Christopher Deacher, who's one of our Dean Burger Society's vice presidents, he was in New Jersey at the time. He wrote Princeton, Dr. Bruce Metzger, about how he and the other members of National Allen, United Bible Studies Committee, began their work on a New Testament Greek text. This man, Dr. Metzger, was full of false Greek text, the wrong text. And here's what he wrote, Dr. Greek. Quote, we took as our base at the beginning the text of West Baton Rouge 1881. His family was the ruin of God. The changes that you see, he's just on the line of things as well in countless many places. And if these changes have been necessary on the basis of manuscript evidence, that will place Einstein his own handwriting, dated 24 May, page 272, brings the exercise messages from 16th Annual Conference, and that's put in his own handwriting, he wrote this. So the basis of all these false New Testaments and new versions is the false text of the most manuscript version. As I said earlier this morning, after Jack Mormon has written a book, 8,000 differences between the false text and the New Testament, Greek possible good text, the Christian text, 8,000 differences. As a part of that, Jack of all listening, that's in verse, and he also says, of those 8,000, from my mind, it changes, 356 are doctrinal changes, that goes doctrinal to the truth. Now, the manuscript that was supported in the last 12 verses in Mark, 1:16, 9-20. The last 12 verses are just an example of how they ripped and torn and shredded the Bible that we have in our hands with King James Bible. So King John William Burnham did the 1139, 350 pages. Manuscript Evans, 4, that's Mark 16, 9-12. Take a look at some of the verses. And Dean Burgon's day, in the 1880s, against Mark 16, 95, was sent to Kodak, here's the doctor, for a child of the Sinai. And as I told you this morning, the Sinai has lied and purports to be from 350 A.D., old manuscript. I told you the fact that Jack Mormon had written a book, couldn't find this morning, but finally tonight, here it is. We just got it for you. We're going to have it in our publication soon. An excellent book. It shows very clearly that the ones that wrote Codex Sinai, the Sinaiticus, or Aleph, as it's called, it was not from 358. It's not the oldest of the books. They try to forget the text of the text. It's not old enough. Go back to 350 A.D. The earliest portrait to which is not going to be arranged. And they staked and forged the Sinai manuscript, Samuel 350, when history proved, and Jack Mormon read that book, and he proved it was very clearly. Now, this is what I'm saying. It's not 50, it's 1840. 1,000 years plus beyond this 350. Probably, if we find it, we're probably going to keep putting it in. The view of the Babbinhood is not the same way. See? 351 to 1800. Nothing to do with it. The only two basic ones are these two manuscripts that are against these verses, the last 10 verses of Mark, 12 verses, are in favor of Mark 16 and 1920. 1800, those are capital level manuscripts. 1800, that's what they're what do you get? How can 18 chapter 11 manuscripts come up to the same verses as they were in the original text? Virtually impossible. On their own brain, they're identical. A 600 Christian copy. Christian copy is a lower case Greek copy. How could 600 Greek manuscripts come up with verse after verse in the Greek language, those last 12 verses of Mark 16, 9, 20, that they were not originally there? Impossible. How are they nuts, crazy, and lunatic to believe that this is possible unless they're a part of the original manuscript? Every known ancient lowercase Greek writer, or cursive, the lowercase writer, capital letters, and lowercase, in existence, has these things. And then every known lectionary of the East has these last four verses of Mark. Lectionaries of those Greek texts used in the churches, read every Sunday, written portions every Sunday. What did they get those? And what are the original? These unbelievers have faithfully forged lies, and the trouble is simpletons, nitwits, fellow believers, Christians, not just the unbelievers or the pastors, is strongly transformed. That's what we were going to establish at Oxford Seminary, the student 4 years from that to the altar of 2 years. That's what we were taught to check without any thought. What's that most fake, false test, including throughout the last 4 years of the month? They didn't teach us anything about the traditional test. Not a single word. They never told us two different types of tests. And Dallas did up to try to force the fundamental school. No, it's not, it wasn't. Far as our work today, we never sent anybody to that school ever again. But that's what we're taught. We were told the earliest morning, there isn't a work on board district in the bookstore of Dallas Seminary. We are master texts of the Greek language of how we live. It's sad indeed. Now, 10 early Bible versions supporting the last 4 books of life. Now think of what we're saying. Here's the verse that dates 100 to 199 AD. Remember, these in red all preceded the alleged 250 Vatican Sinai Manual. No, the Sinai Manual wasn't the alleged portion. That's a lie there. But notice, these are all preceding that. 100 to 199, but the Shiva Syriac was just in existence. Question I had, where did it get the last 4 weeks of the night? In 100 AD, did they never exist in existence? Impossible. 199 again, that was the old Latin. That's the last 4 weeks of the night. Again, how could they find them? How could they come up with identical unless they were not there in the original language? Of course, the third testimony of a 2 out of 299 of the Puritanian Syria has the last 4 books of the Mark Burnham. Again, how could they get them? They weren't in the original. 2 out of 299 of the Sibay, Sahedicus, Dickman has the last 4 books of the Mark. Again, how could they make them up exactly, word by word, verse by verse, in a good language that didn't have them in the original place? Discovery. It's 399. When Philip Coptic, Egyptian answers had them as well as 350 of the Catholic or Evos and Egyptians. Even after the 350, 382, the Latin Vulgate has them, 400-499, the Philistonian Syriac has them, 300-699, the Ethiopic has them, 500-599, the Georgian. And so, the last 4 books of Mark, by the way, talk about the bodily resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, talk about many doctrines that we don't want to talk about. That's about the resurrection, that's about the up to heaven, the ascension of the Lord Jesus, and the birth doctrine. Even those after 350, 400-499, the Solomon Chariot has it. 300-699, the Ethiopic has it, 500-599, the Jordan has it. Now, according to the last verse from our previous 19-31, the thing we have available to the Jeffrey thing, here's a summary of those that have the verses. Patriots, Christian Martyrs, Irenaeus, Hippolytus, Eusebius, Acrisophy, Apostolic Constitution, Procedures, Miranda's, Frankie's Supreme. These are all in red, all preceding the 350 AD supposedly of books on board Sinai and the Vatican Manuscript. Even after the Sinai through the Vatican, these were also having these last books of Ambrose, and Parvum, Chrysostom, Hesperus, Jerome, Augustine, Nestorius, Alexander, Victor Vania, Cecilius, Synaptus, Pretorius, Cicero. So all these different evidences of these Mark 16, 19. This is an illustration of the fallacies and fraudulent teachings of Westminster Court and the false people in the modern versions that take them out. Now, these modern versions, we want to see things. is that number one, they fix them up completely. Number two, they put them in the footnotes. There's a third way. Number three, they put them in brackets. But they don't believe there should be in there. That all the evidence, if they knew the evidence, it's just these young gentlemen and Brother Brooks and other scholars of the church, all these early versions, the pursuit of what Kevin Horton always does, contain these manuscripts, contain Mark 16, 94. Group by date, in 100 to 199, 20th century, there were two early church fathers. The church fathers, they weren't necessarily Bible even like we are, but they were Bible, they believed the scriptures, they were early church fathers, wrote about the scriptures, and three of them had them. In 200 to 299, in the 4th century, there were four early church fathers that had the Washington Book in mind. 300 to 399, the 4th century, six of them had them. In 400 to 499, the 5th century, four had them. 500 to 599, 6th century, two of them had them. In 500 years, the early church fathers, early writers, 19 of them, had Mark 16, 9 to 20, wrote about them, quoted from them. How can it quote from something that doesn't exist? Thus, Cardinal Hort said, these never exist, they're wrong, they're false. But how can it quote them? All is him. Now, the battleground, Texas Septus, the TR, they call it Texas Septus, that's the received that's underlined, that's in the exalted. There's 140,521 words. There's 647 pages, about 270 words per page. That's what it is. That's the battleground today in the Greek text. And what's got more changes in the text itself? They've changed at least 5,674 places. Now, that's Greg Mullman's written 8,000 different places. At an early date, there's 5,674 many more places. That includes 9,970 Greek words. About 15.4 words per page, about 7% of the words, about 45.9 pages, is just wiped right out of the whole Bible, in the New Testament part of the Bible. Now, a new research study for that great moment is one of our missionaries of our church in England. He has a list of 8,000 books. He says he got books this morning. The story about it is back there in the book table also. And he's listed over 8,000 books. Between the fifth book that Miss Lowell, 26th to 27th edition, Stephen Creek text. The Greek words are given in English translation in Matthew to Revelation. The excellent. A great excellent scholar, that's a great moment here. And then this is picked the book, back in the book table, 2000 Ephesus, December 30, 84. Just in verse. That's in verse. With that verse was taken out and changed. I don't have to how they changed. The Greek text changed. Now, that is Mormon has found 2,886 words that are missing in the modern Greek text. This is dropping out. Why are they missing? I believe they're missing because they're Gnostics of Alexandria, Egypt. Dean Brigham was the early scholar of the Sextus thing, the Primandia of Society. Dean Brigham Society, and we had 40 years of Dean Brigham Society. I've been a president for 40 years. And Dean Brigham found that one found is in the New Testament, 2,886 Greek words are missing. Can you take it away? If you put those words together in the words of the English Bible, it'd be like dropping out the entire book, the first Peter, second Peter, entire book. And the first place you just dropped that out of the Bible, that's how many 2,886 verses would be. Very important. The Vatican B and the Sinai House. I'm told the Sinai House was taken and purchased. There's not made in 4358, but 1800, very clearly, we have documentation on that. And they contradict each other, Vatican side. So there's been over 3,000 places in the four Gospels alone, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. After 2:7, 4:18, it's alive. Comparatively, it shows over 3,000 places in the Gospels. If the Vatican one way, ours is the other, if the Vatican finite, if one is right, the other is wrong. One is right, the other is wrong. So they just contradict each other, then you go for them. It's a horrible thing and situation we have in this false truth case. Now there are 37 links in the chain of historical evidence that support these three steps. They will present a history that supports this. I was in a meeting one time, I can't remember the year, and a question was asked me about informal colleges and schools. I can't remember where it was. It was a group of churches got together, and they brought the pastor, they were pastors. They said, well, do you have any proof that the early churches accepted the traditional text underlying the St. James Bible? And it's proof of it. They said, no, they're not. I'll look at it, I'll look into it, I'll let you know. So I did look into it. I found 37 historical links that showed historically the early churches, these people accepted the traditional Greek text, the same general Greek word underlying the St. James Bible. This was in the apostolic age of 33 to 100. All the apostolic churches used to receive Pentecost, the same text on the line of St. James Bible. All the churches of Palestine used to receive signs of Greek. The Syrian church of Antioch used to receive Greek text. Apostolic age, 33 to 100. Where'd they get it? They got it when they received the original text. And then the historical evidence during the early church period, the 100 to 312 AD. The Trinitarian group, 150 AD, used the three texts, the same group that we had on the New Bible. The 566 used the three texts. The Italian church of Northern Italy, 157, they used the three texts, the same text underlying the three New Bible. The Gallic Church of Southern France, which is 177 AD, used this tradition. Why did they use it? Where did they get it? They got it from the original Greek. It's sound, it's historic, it's historical evidence. They don't have to use guesswork on it. What happened in 100 AD? The Southern Church, the Great Britain used it, the chief text. The Church of Scotland and Ireland used it, the chief text. The Creole Dutch Church used it, the chief text. That's the text that I'm glad that came to me last. For Audentius, 120 AD, and I would use the received Pentecost. The historical evidence you see that during the Byzantine period, which is 312 to 1450 years. These are evidences of the received text. The Gothic version of 4th century, 300, used that received text, the same one that I'm glad that came to me last. So that's W. Matthew, 4th and 5th century, used that Pentecost. So it's saying in the Gospels, the 5th century is the received Pentecost, same regard to St. James Bible. The vast majority, the 70 Testament branches, all use the received Pentecost. This includes about 99% of it. Of 5,410 of the 5,450 use the received Pentecost. The 12 items were received that during the Byzantine period, 312 to 1452 AD. We go to that church, you receive that. My dad sent this way me over to Israel, served 1 year back, 7 years back. We went all different places, the guy took us to, but one of the places that was to was this Greek Orthodox church there in Jerusalem. Most of this man with a long coat and big beard, like the historic people use as pastors of these churches, asked me a simple question. I said, in your churches, the Greek Orthodox, even today, what Greek text do you use? He said, without hesitation, the traditional Greek text. received that critical thinking. Even today, this group of Christians has a sound same text. We don't read a lot of the doctrines, but they have the same text. I don't know where they get from the 12th doctrine, but they got the received text. The present Greek Christians still use that received text. I talk to this pastor of that church, because that church is useful. And I asked him that question. I want to ask him here very serious. Paul Venice received that during the early modern period, 1433 to 1839. The Church of the Reformation, all used this kind of thing. Martin Luther did. The rest of the Church of the Reformation, 1516. The Confidential Polygraph, 1522, used this to see that. Martin Luther's German Bible, 1522, used this to see that. The 12 references were received text from the early monastery, 1452 to 1831. These are some of the other ones. William Tyndale's Bible, 1525, used that received as the same text that underlies the Tyndale's Bible. I just throw it out, always monitor it, because it's possible to throw it out. You don't believe it. You have to stand firm as fundamentalist Bible believing Christians to stand for the right Bible. We're going to be in serious trouble with the Lord if we do not. And why this church stands firm, as I think does, like the census speak of others, this remnant, small little tiny remnant, in the last days, the fifth age, the rapture of the church is not too far away. And Lord Jesus comes from, he's a cloud of heaven, passes away every genuine born again Christian. Every little will die, the faith is still living. Corrupted change and incorruption, mortal body, except of immortal body. Well, God, there's still a remnant. The tenth verse is all the time, 50-45, use that same text, I don't like the thing that God will speak to. Cover your Bible, 1535, use that same text. Master's Bible, 1537, use that text. So, glad this is the text of the early modern period. 1453, 1831. Matthew's Bible, 1535, we just said. The Great Bible, 1539 to 1541, we just said. The Final Speaking Testament, 1546 to 1551. Stephanus' Greek text, 1546. The Major Bible, 1557 to 1560, we just said. Vince's Bible, 1568, we just received that underlying English Bible. 12 letters for the CTS during the early modern period, again, continuing, 1453, 1881. The Spanish Greek of 1569, used the received text. The Visa Greek Protection, 1598, used this text. The Czech version, 1602, used it. The Italian version, they adopted, 1607, used this text as well. And the King James Bible, 1611. Use the received text that underlies the King James Bible. Elder Brothers, 1524, use this text. The received text of the King James Bible, the New Testament is the original received translated text in the New Testament of the Greek. This text is not only the right text, but it's accurately translated by translators of the King James Bible as well, and the English. And that's a question, that's a question that's not accurate. And since some of those 1611 words are not clear to us, our Bible Today ministry, and some of the U.S. Junior, spent hundreds of hours putting the meaning of these uncommon words into the footnotes that those Bibles back there thought were defined in the Bible. And now we have a Bible today that's understandable no matter how old you are, how young you are, these are uncommon words. It was used in the early 1611 and 1640, the King James Bible was made, where the Jesus Christians understand that correctly. So here are the totals, the New Testament manuscripts that's used in the King James Bible. Now there are several kinds of Greek manuscripts. We call them papyrus, that's the old plant that grows, that you grow down, and march too long. And the highest manuscripts are 81 to 88. Which ones use the Western Horse Text, W.A., We also use the prayer practice to study. Well, there's only 13 in our daily one day use the practice to work for more practice. 75 use the practice to study. So 70% is the wrong test, just by more. 35% is the right test to study. What about youngsters? Those are capital of a group youngsters, all capital. Alec and Lee were capital of a manager. They told us 267 of them. It's glass of manager. Oh, how many use the West Cardinal test? Only 9 of them. How many use the street test? 258. See, this is evident. So that's the truth. What's the percentage? 0.3%. Is West Cardinal to Falcon, 97% is the right type to run markets in the world. Now there's a Christian type of being ministry. And those are flowing at lower levels, lower, you know, capital levels, under. Lower levels of Christian levels. There's 2,764 dollars that we still have. Well, how many years is West Cardinal Falcon? Only 22. How many is it? The sheep that's running out of the 10 years out? 2,741 of them. What's the percentage? 1% to 99%. Well, then there's so-called lectionaries. Those are lectionaries that meet in the churches. They preach to me in their churches. They talk to me. They wrote to me. They memorize them. They run their churches. There's 2,143 of those. How many of those use the West Cardinal Falcon? Zero. Only a single church in the early days, when the people spoke the big language, when my pulpit read from any other text, except the Greek text of language that comes in God. What's the percentage of that? That's 0%. So what about the add of all the percentage? What's the add of all the numbers? Of the 5,265 Greek manuscripts, there's two more than found out from the early days. How many use the false text? Just 45. How many use the right text? Big James Bible Ponder Box. 5,210. That's that percent. Of what's on the text? Just 1% use the false what's on the text. How many use the right text? 99%. So there's the percentage of the facts of the things we're talking about this evening and this morning. With all the modern versions, I try this 1%. Now, when you have evidence and you have documentation and you have proof, to that extent, this is not a 50-50 situation. In Greek New Testament, there's a horrendous weight on the truth, 99% versus 1%. Now what these fellows tried to do, they were that there are 3,000 families of Greek manuscripts. And they say this family and this family use the wrong text. Well, in one family use this text. What they do is pull all the manuscripts together, and because they're 2,000 against one, they have them in the world, therefore, to follow the truth. This is absolutely false. There's a stupid false test thing as well. 1%, we have truth that's passed out of existence. He said, you all know this. You have the fake news that comes through the television sets, through the newspapers, and the truth is hard to find, he said. That pulls you down on just normal things, normal events, historical events, what's happening. Very few truth tellers. And this next election coming up in November, they're shutting down all these factual truth. They're censoring them. And the media now, the only thing they want to have said in this election time is falsity, false fake news that will bring us false pictures and false people to get into office. That are fake informants and socialists on communism, communist sympathizers against the Constitution of the United States. Amen. And this is a formally fake thing. And this is the same with our New Testament. fully 1% of wiping out the 99% of it is a fact before us. And chapter 3 of the second thing here, Bible, as we said before, it's back here, it was written that one, and the quarter thing there in four aspects, the period text, the period translator, the period technical translation, the period theology. Chapter 3 of that book, we talk about King James Bible, God's Word, that's intact, and then what's the way I phrase it? You don't think it's three pages of the King James Bible, Fire of God's Word, that word is Spanish, a third semester. And the book of 2 Timothy 3:16, Pastor Glaphaire, the honest, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. That's what the Greek says. Pastor Glaphaire. Scripture is that now fell Nesla to the word for inspired. That's his God. Nesla is the fanatic of truth. Inspired means God's truth. God's truth, God's the word. And what says all scriptures, all things that God sees God. God did not do God in us. He goes against Peter Rutten, he goes against the lady in the end. The lady, Catherine Rutten. Yeah, Rutten, all these followers of Peter Rutten. And we believe it's an accurate translation. So it's not God sees. Always when somebody says this to me, I get them at least two answers. I say that God breathed out in his Bible. Then why was the apocrypha included in that Bible? That's the first question I ask. Both of the 15 books that say Roman Catholicism call lies untrue. Is God a liar? Would he do that live? That's the first question I ask these people. They throw out the pocket of this Muslim, bring it back in here. Bring it back in. The second question I ask is this. If these people teach and believe the King James Bible is God breathed, which version of the King James Bible God breathed out? There was edition number one. You breathe it on one. This number two, the rerun two, this number three, the rerun two, this number four, the rerun three, four, this number five, six. Six or edition. That's why I had to breathe out all these different changes of mind. Does God have to change his mind and his supervision? His supervision is false from the start. God did never breathe out in this, but Spanish and French is bringing any reference. I just have a mind. Did you do that in Hebrew, or in Arabic, and Greek? And those Greek are words were actually translated by King James translators into English in a clear manner, and that's what we have that King James Bible. That's why I called the title of this book, Seven King James Bible, God's Words Kept Intact. Not good job, but kept intact, accurately translated, so we can understand them. And the defines in this Bible, which are Bibles they never say published, are trying to enter into that gospel. It defines words that change their meaning slightly. In the early 1611, you put another time one word, for example. He's actually defined in the equipment. There's no problem with any of the words you're thinking. No excuse for changing in some margin. That's because it's a period transfer. If I have two more slides, and then we'll have some questions to answer. Now, first, here's the superiority of the last part answer. And Richard Superiority of the King James team. The compass of the last part answer. First, it's the Old Testament translated of the King James Bible. Competential first to the last part answer. He's the president, the director of the Westminster Group, translated the book for Genesis the Second King. This is the task the company wants. First of all, they acquired most of the modern languages of Europe. That's the first. Universal Cambridge. He gave himself to the creature, the Oriental tongue. That's the divinity, the form, this is the form translated by from the Torah, from that book. Second, on the translator said, make myself Andrew's manual for his private devotion, prepared by himself, is holy in the Greek language. Ask any of the translators of modern English versions, whatever they be, if they have the manual of anything in the Greek language. Not a complete manual devotion in the Greek language, that is a skill in the language of this section to translate what things in the Bible call. Third, just as a skill in all languages, especially Oriental, to have you been present at the confusing times of battle, he might have served as interpreter general. I'm going to stop right here. Pick up the phone. That's more nice. If you have a comment or question, we can help you with it. Yes, sir. Absolutely should be there.
Okay.
Absolutely should be there.
And
all the other ones too.
Yeah. Don't have them.
Pardon me?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Most of them don't have them. But they're all the modern verse take them off.
So, before we talked about how Westcott and Ford were non-believers.
Right. Yes, did a Christ, yes. The Western Hunt people were unbelievers. They had all the things they denied, all the things that were wrong and shocking. Based their whole New Testament on the 1% of the good manuscript instead of the 99%. That's correct. Do you have any comments or questions on that?
Back to the
last verse of Mark. Okay. Was it the motivation of Gnostics now is going to be the Holy Spirit? Yes, sir. Because in those last 12 verses, look at them, you have various things, such as the ascension of Lord Jesus Christ is there. Various other things, the deity is there. See, there's various things that just say, we don't agree with this. It's nonsense for us, but it's a lesson right now. And since the Alexander Egypt people, or his manuscript originaries, that's what they followed, and when they took theirs out of the Greek, after Westcott and those followed, all these others found a false text that they brought into existence. After the first 300 years, people didn't know what this book dropped out, but then all of a sudden, it's all dropped out, and so they just changed the whole written testament based on the false Gnostic text of Alexander Egypt. That's correct. Oh, yes, Patrick. The headquarters in many ways. And their doctrines Either Monday night, Tuesday night, or Wednesday night, and we're going to get into very specific guys. What are you talking about now? I'm going to get specifics, but I mean, you know, sum it up. They believe the Lord Jesus Christ is just a man, human being, not corruptly. Had a mother and father, Joseph was his father, Mary was his mother. He was just a man. He didn't have any deity whatsoever, by their doctors, by their teachers. He didn't die for the sins of the world on the cross, or some of the Christians. It's not Jesus and Christ, it's just Jesus and man. Christ, Jesus, together. And in his mouth, he didn't raise bodily to the grave. That was false doctrine, that's what they did. So, anytime. Now, we have a man, we have a man called David Daniels. Two publications, written three, well, many more books, at least three of them, very excellent books. And he's listed some of the things. My wife and I read and read them every morning, read those, that particular book. What's dropped out of the things? And the doctors of that dropout, he goes right down the line. This guy, for every one of the dropouts, is a master faith they didn't believe in. But Dr. Abbott changed it. For example, in 1 Timothy 3:16, grace is the mystery of godliness. God is manifesting the flesh. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. Theos, God. The Theos is just a toss of heart, either he or who. See, they take out the deity, because this is not the Pharisees. They don't believe in deity at all. These are the summaries of the Gnostics. We're going into all the details. About 15 or 20 of them. One of these nights, I remember one night, it'll be there. But that's a good question, Pastor.
I remember learning that the Gnostics are something that they believe that all matter is inherently evil. That's correct.
I believe that's one of their doctrines.
And therefore, because Jesus was matter, he could not have been God. Remember that?
Yes.
God was matter.
Yes.
And that's the basic one, which then not death.
I think that's pretty clear, yes it is.
That's what I'm good.
Yes. It's a good family, a good question. If you say, well, tell the details, we're going to find one of these days, the camera wants to come up with. Other times, well, just now.
So, all of the Gospels are
to remove? Why did we? Okay. Some of the things that did change in Luke and Caesarea, the 356 doctrinal passages that did remove. The words that had to be taken out, attitudes were changed so that the faith and doctrines were taught. So they did take out many of them, and they used all the doctrines and all that. I don't know whether they took down 12 verses in the last verse or not, but they did, and they just didn't like them. There were some things about them that just couldn't stand. So, other kind of thing. Yes. Could we sum up why do you use the kingdom of God? Very simple sentence of two. I would simply say this. I would say is based on a proper Hebrew and Greek text. It's the only text that is translated. Second, it's based on superior translation and Luther cognitive. Third, it's based on the proper technique of translation. And fourth, it's based on proper theology. Those are the four reasons, like in my book, this is defined it and then you're revising the results. I just said this up as four reasons. Okay, I'll try to help you. What was it? The word is four different words. If you're trying to think of it, it's the creative vision, the creative text of Hebrew and Greek. That's the first reason. Northern texts are accurate. Second, it's based on superior translation. Nobody today can hardly quote even a piece of this in the translation. Third, it's based on the proper technique of translation. There's verbal quotes, there's formal quotes, those are all the way. They're very technical. They don't add them, they don't subtract them. Fourth, it's based on superior theology. Doctrines are pure. There's not a single false doctrine or teaching of things in God. There are 356 false doctrines teaching in New Jersey based on the false precepts. Here's a simple four-week I would talk to you. Here. Text, translators, technique, and theology. All T's, four T's. That's how I saw my, the other kind. The fact is,
in other words, so you can know the cost.